me.
Yo.
Yeah.
My chair is too short right now. No, because every time I try to go to my bed, I'm like, I'm never sure if I'm too high or too low, you know? So I don't
want to
touch myself. So now I realize I'm way too low, so I just have to cut off.
You're a little bit short there.
You can't even see my feet. Look.
Oh, dang. Yeah.
And I got my water bottle.
It's a shiny bow tie.
And speaking of food, bagels. Yeah, I also had bacon. My dad, he made bacon earlier, and then I came back downstairs in the basement to make bagels.
It's all day breakfast. Yeah, you know, it's funny because before we got on here, I was thinking about food and like, what are we gonna talk about? And I had to admit, I was like, I don't have anything exciting to discuss relating to food, not from last time to this week, just kind of run of the mill. Although, Chick-fil-A, I mean, not that people are really gonna care about this, but if you're a fan of Chick-fil-A, I like the spicy chicken sandwich at Chick-fil-A, but it is a breaded fried sandwich, and they just came out with a grilled spicy chicken sandwich. So any y'all out there that are Chick-fil-A fans, go out there, go get you a spicy grilled chicken. It's great. It's really great. Nothing else food related. This past week has not been adventurous food wise. Although Freshly, in my food delivery last week, they mixed up a couple of my meals. So they sent some things I did not order. And for me, I think it was just a mistake, you know, probably packing hundreds of packages a day or whatever. And they resolved the issue, like they gave me a refund. They were super nice about it. But what I was interested is my reaction to it was that I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna eat them, the ones I didn't order. Like, I'm wondering if I'm that non-adventurous with food where I'm like, maybe I shouldn't, I don't know if I should eat these. Because it's just stuff I don't, stuff I don't think I would order. You know what I mean? I guess it's like, you don't, I think for me, it's like I'd rather not waste it. Meaning I hate to cook it and then try it and be like, because I'd rather
like sweet water right now on my no-no list right now, because I tried to get a product from them and I did like the payment, whatever. And they emailed me not too long ago and said, hey, you know, there's been an issue, but we're going to have to fix it through business hours. And I haven't heard anything else from them.
Was that today?
No. Sometime last
week. Okay, interesting you say that because, well, let's get the show popping and talk about it. Yo, and yo, Simon, hello.
It is Jake.
And it's the Two Gimps Walk Into a Bar podcast. Brought to you once again via Zoom, via the Anchor app. Go to anchor.fm and get the desktop app, and you can download it, you can get it on your phone, you can record, edit, and distribute your own podcast that will be handed to you with your social security number upon birth. Who produces this podcast?
You're spelling me LLC.
That is correct. So you mentioned, okay, this is interesting you mentioned it. So start from the beginning again. So you ordered something from Sweetwater, and what happened?
And they
so
told
what
me,
did you order?
I got a VST plugin. I just might get
okay.
it on Native Instruments, but I like the fact that you can split it up into three payments. So I tried to do that. They emailed me and said, hey, typically you'd get your stuff automatically, but there was a problem. And they said they would get back to me, but I haven't heard anything back since.
Hey, you mentioned this to me actually a couple of days ago, I think. So this was last week when you ordered it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, okay, that's interesting. And the only reason I mean, I can see that happening once in a while.
But I emailed on the 23rd.
Oh, damn.
What day? Yeah, okay, so I'm not tripping,
like
right?
Six days ago.
Right?
Yeah,
but that's even enough for business days. So it's not even like, you know, I'm bugging out.
So did the order go through or no? Well, hang on, back up into the mic. Because when you back up like that, it cuts off.
I said, they reached out to me, said sorry for the delay. And they said, normally it processes immediately, but something about my order did not verify correctly. This can usually be resolved quickly during business hours. We have assigned someone to investigate and process your order through the system. We'll contact you as soon as possible. Thanks for your patience, your friends at Sweetwater. Now, mind you, I responded. I said, okay, thank you. I look forward to hearing an update from someone soon. Thank you. Now, my thing is, that's almost a week ago. Now,
yeah.
I just tried. I mean, again, like, there's bigger problems in this. Like, obviously, I'm not super concerned about it. But
yeah,
at the same time, I'm just like, I mean, I'm glad that it's not like the payment went through or something. And, you know, I'm sitting here stuck on stupid. But at the same time, you know, I could have just ordered it from, I was just trying to be responsible with my purchases and split it up into three payments. You know what I mean? I was like, oh, okay, I'll just put it in three payments.
Well, the reason that's interesting is because I don't know what day it was. It must have been, what, Tuesday or Wednesday. Pigments was on sale, and it was on sale 50% off. So it was $99, and I actually went ahead and got it on Sweetwater. And I have an account with Sweetwater, like an actual, you know, line of credit. So they just put it on my account. But now the interesting thing is, just most software I've gotten from them, you get it within 10, 15 minutes at the most. But here's the weird thing. I got the same exact email you got. But 20 minutes later, maybe 30, or maybe not, it wasn't even an hour later, I did get a follow-up email. And it was like, hey, yeah, it went through. Here's your download link. Here's your, you know, I mean, so you should just check in with them again. Because they're pretty on point with that stuff. Like, they
See,
definitely
it said
would have
the
a
status isn't shit. But no, my order history is... It doesn't even have that anymore on it. And that was from 2020, so sorry. So on my order history, it's not even there anymore.
Interesting. Yeah, I would reach out to them again.
So maybe they took it off?
Well, maybe it just didn't process, so they canceled it. But they would tell you if they had to cancel it, I would guess.
Yeah, so...
Well, here's... This is an interesting thing about customer service, because... Here's okay, weirdly and ironically, we have two different instances here.
Right.
So, the same issue, I don't know how mine got resolved, but it did. Yours hasn't been, but I will say this with Freshly, when I went to their website the other day, I really like this because they have a lot of companies now have someone on call basically, for like live chat. So you can actually talk to someone. And I spoke to someone, I think her name was Michelle. Shout out to Michelle at Freshly. She's listening to this, so. And she was super nice. And you just explained what the problem was. And I was like, hey. Now I admit, here's confession time. I did admit something because The other day, one of my friends came over and they unpacked the box of food, put it in my refrigerator, threw the box away. That's just what we do. So I didn't see the receipt.
Right.
So, but I know I didn't order what I ordered. Like, I would not have made that mistake. And it didn't show in the computer like that or my previous order. But when I did message them, she was like, "Can you read off the order number on your receipt?" I was like, "I cannot." And I explained, I said, "This is how I did it." But I said, "Look, I'm in a wheelchair. I couldn't unpack the box. My friend unpacked it and threw it away." I'm not blaming my friend. I'm just saying that's what I do every time.
Right.
But once again, that wasn't even an excuse. Like, oh, because I wouldn't even care if they didn't give a refund because they did send out food. I was just making them
Right.
aware of it. Because what if someone else had a food allergy?
Yeah, then
Because
they got your food.
here's the thing. That was the cool thing. Talk about awareness. Freshly, the rep at Freshly actually said that, which I thought was great to think about and very considerate. They said, "Well, if you do eat even the meals you didn't order, check the ingredients first to make sure there's nothing you're allergic to." And I was like, "I don't know of any allergy," but I thought that was nice, good customer service. But that's weird about Sweetwater. I remember one time, I
This is my
had a.
first time getting something. Well, that I remember. I guess I got something from them in the past, but I don't remember what I would have ordered from them. But
It could have been. Have you ever done a three payment plan with them before? So that might be what it is. Did you enter credit card information?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. That might have. I would think they would let you know what the issue is, though.
Yeah, 'cause like I just don't know if I should do it again or just wait or I mean I emailed them. I went ahead and emailed them again.
Yeah,
Oh
let's
yeah,
double
'cause
check if.
I got isotope ozone elements last year. I didn't even know I did that. But I got that last year from them.
Got you.
And then I the last time I ordered something from them wasn't before that was 2017.
Okay.
Wow, you're fucking kidding me. I got the ozone imager here. Maybe that was free. Anyway, electronic delivery. So apparently I've used them before, but I haven't done the three payment thing, so that
Okay.
might be a possibility.
That could be the issue, but what I don't get is I would think they would contact you though to tell you
Yeah, because
why
I'm
that
about to just
is.
get it on Native Instruments and call it a day.
Yeah, you could. Do you mind if I ask what it is you're getting?
Yeah, I want to get the Noir. No, we remember we Noir
Noir.
Noir
Noir.
the Noir piano because I told you I've been studying people that I like their production and stuff and how just nice their beats sound and kind of what they use because I always figure like if you're using it then you're using it for a reason. You know what I mean?
True.
This guy, he gets a lot of placements. And his, I just love his beats. I mean, really, it wouldn't matter if he got placements or not. His beats are fire. Yes, I am getting that. And it's been calling my name. I've been trying to put it off. Like, oh, I don't want to get it, but I'm going to get it.
Nothing wrong with that. I think
It's a nice
sometimes.
piano. It has such great sounds. Like, the realism and because I didn't want to get I don't want to get Keyscape. I just don't feel like it's necessary for the price that it is. Because what'd you say it is? Noir? Noir?
Noir, noir.
Noir. Noir is
So
one
think of
word.
it as NOAR. So you say it like that, noir.
Noir. Okay,
No,
noir.
noir.
Noir is only 40, not 49. I wish. 149. Is only 149
Okay.
and Keyscape is like 300.
Right.
And I mean, I've honestly personally always thought that Keyscape is just glorified pianos because I've used Keyscape before And I believe I only used a couple pianos out of that, so it just doesn't seem worth the money. But I watched a whole video on a guy breaking down all the sounds from the bar piano. And I was like, I like so many of these pianos, so it'd be more worth it to me. You know what I mean? Like, if I know I'm going to use most of it, then I'm okay with it. And my problem is I have addictive keys. Now, you know, I'm a piano guy. Like, outside of getting like an actual piano pianist or whatever, like, this is as close as I'm going to get. But you know, I'm a piano guy, so I like real sounds. Now, addictive keys is cool, but I had to do more processing on it to like help with it. And something that I've noticed with the noir is you don't, like, it's already sounds real enough. Like, it already has that real effect. So that's my other thing that I'm looking for. I think addictive keys is cool. I also think the piano V2, this is like some game for producers out here. I think the piano V2 from Arteria is cool, but again, I'm still having to do more processing on it to make it sound like how I want it to.
How you want to, right.
And I've noticed just straight out the box without any processing from what I've heard. And from what I've seen when other people are like cooking up with it, they're not really having to do a lot of processing outside of your, you know, simple EQing and stuff, but that's normal for, you know, pretty much any piano that you would, you know, use. So,
yeah,
but I don't have to do extra processing and shit. And again, you know, I don't want something that sounds like not as authentic as it could be. It's something I've been wanting to get for quite some time, and I wanted to get it on Sweetwater because they have where you can do the, you know, breakdown for three. But depending on what they get back to me, I might just go ahead and pay for it in full.
Yeah, that's understandable. Some of the things you and I have talked about over the past few years is when you're young, a couple of things. Obviously, new sounds are always inspiring. Or, you know, new VST. Also, the way I used to look at things when I was younger, you know, when people talk about investing in themselves, if you think about what you get in return when you buy a piece of equipment, or, you know, what, like, I think, because I've been guilty of this, and this is why I bring it up, is because if you have too much, you know, intimidation, I say, or fear, trepidation about investing in yourself, where, like, say if you're an artist and you're like, well, I have this really dope song, and I want to invest, you know, I don't know, say you're a producer, but you're not the greatest mixer, and you're like, well, I could spend $500 to get it mixed by someone who's badass. You may want to do that because if you can't do it justice, you're not gonna get any kind of return as to where if it's mixed really great, you might have a better, I mean, that's not always true. You might have a better chance. I wanted to bring some up today, and it's like a moral, ethical thing about music that I don't know if you've encountered it yet, but I have, and it's something I want to talk about. And maybe in case you do encounter it one day.
Right.
But, so I'll ask you, I'll put you in a scenario that I've been in, and you can tell me how you would feel about it. So say you're a friend with of an artist, a rapper, a singer, whatever, and maybe you've worked with them, maybe you haven't, or you have and maybe just did a song with them or whatever. But then they go and they work with someone else.
Right.
And it's not as good as you know they could do.
You gotta let them know.
See, you answered already. Like, I have been in this dilemma, like, and I've been in it several times. Well, here's the thing, you know, it's tough because they put a lot of energy, time, possibly money into what they've done. But, like, you know, it's like, it's tough because you know it's their heart.
Right.
And their, so, It really is tough because on one level, this is the philosophy of, well, not philosophy, the ideal of tough love, where you know that saying something could be potentially hurtful to them.
Oh, right.
But in the long run, you know what I mean? Even if they're not, like if somebody came to me, like, say on our, you know, on our critiques on Thursday nights when we do our thing.
Right.
You know, we don't say things negatively to insult someone.
Right.
We just say, hey, this could be a lot better. Like, but by the way,
right.
Especially if you know them and you go,
yeah,
you
like,
are capable.
They could do better. Yeah.
Because you hate to see your friends or people you know not do their best work. And it's, like,
right.
I said, it's not a personal diss to where
it's
you're like,
true.
I don't like you as a person. You're going...
It's an observation.
It's like you're going... You may potentially damage your progress.
Yeah, if you keep going, like, in that direction.
Exactly. And it's a very tough thing to really kind of wrestle with. Yeah, in your head, because you don't want to be mean. You know you're not. But the toughest thing about that is creative people are sensitive. By nature,
yes.
We all are. No matter
yes.
what we say.
Yes.
Even if we say, oh, tell me my song sucks. And when
yeah,
they
and then once you get your song to you're like, oh, wait, what do you mean? Oh, they're
like, yeah. But then I think it's all depending on who it's coming from. If
yes.
if someone I didn't know said something, I may not listen. But if somebody I really admire, who has done it before, came to me and said, Simon, I don't know about this part in this song. Maybe you should rethink this.
Yep.
By the way, one of my mentors did do that to me with a song I was pretty proud of. And before it came out, I said, what do you think about this? And he goes, well, how about, he goes, I like this, but consider this. Just consider this idea. And he gave me this idea, and I kind of met him halfway. He was right. And I did some things, but there were some things I didn't. But I think the song was better for it. And I never, you know, got totally upset. Like, oh, I'm horrible.
Yeah, it's like, yeah. It's like now with my beats, when I arrange my beats after we've done so many beats together, I do different stuff with my arrangement. Where, like, on the hook part, I used to do it twice. And depending on how I feel, like, if I already get tired of hearing it more than once, I just have it play one time. You know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, like, and that's something I've kind of done now since you've, like, not critiqued much. I mean, you really haven't critiqued it directly, but more so just when you listen to songs that are produced on my tracks, like, typically the artist does the hook again, right? And you always say, like, oh, I would have cut that in half. Well, part of that has to do with arrangement, because if I'm putting the chorus twice, you know what I'm saying? So sometimes, like, even now, I might listen to something and be like, okay, do I really want to hear this again? Like, if I hear a song right now, am I going to want to hear them say it again? You know, so it helps me structure. But because if someone else told me that shit, I wouldn't give a fuck. I'd be like, fuck you and fuck what you stand on, because who are you? Who are you? You know what I mean? To tell me what to do.
Have you done it? Yeah.
And so when you give me that insight, though, I mean, I can take it or leave it regardless. But, like, for certain stuff, I'm like, okay, you know what? That makes sense. Like, so some songs I might have where the hook plays twice because maybe the tempo is faster, so it won't feel as slow. But certain tempos, it's like, okay, in that 140, I'm having to play once, because in the 140, it still feels slow, like, depending on the vibe. So I've been taking that into account now when I structure for... which I think in turn will help create better songs because I am structuring it like that. And again, I mean, I do think I've seen producers that get placements structured beats and their beats are structured like how I'm structuring it, but it still doesn't mean it's necessarily the right or wrong way. It's just how, you know, certain
mm-hmm.
songs are. But I've enjoyed having it play only for 8 bars instead of 16. And I think the other thing too is the reason why I personally think a lot of producers, and this is just true, and I know you would, a lot of producers don't don't know what the fuck a bar is anyway. So a lot of times they're just seeing somebody else structure a beat a certain way and they're like, this is how they do it. But a lot of producers, even the ones that do get placements, they don't know what an 8-bar actually fucking is. They're putting a 16-bar. They don't know what halftime fucking is. So they're having that shit be hella long and, you know, struggle bus. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. You know, again, it doesn't matter. Like, from that standpoint, I just should structure and do it differently because it goes back to what you gave me that advice indirectly. So I just taking it into account when I make my beats now.
Yeah.
That's what I've been doing. So I just said, if you value someone's opinion, like, you know, it just makes a difference. But if it's someone like you don't know and they're just starting to give you advice, it's like, all right, like.
Yeah, I will say, sorry, I gotta grab my LaCroix here.
So,
I think it's always, you know, it's consider the source. Always consider the source when somebody's giving you advice or thoughts on what it is you're doing. I think you always have to do that. Because if they haven't done what you've done, I mean, by the way, their point may be valid. Maybe, I've had people give me thoughts and ideas. I'm like, oh yeah, that'd be kind of cool because I processed it. But a lot of times, you know, if somebody says, well, why did you do that? And I'm like, you've never produced a song in your life. Why are you doing this? The other thing, you know, kind of talking about artists and clients and things like that. The other thing that was brought up in a conversation I was having today, first off, a friend of mine and I, we were talking about this scenario when, you know, an artist that you're friends with or artist that you worked with makes something you just know is not their full potential, and it's disheartening. Right. But the other thing, too, is, and I don't know if you've experienced this yet because you're quite young in this business, but the other thing, and everybody out there, all the producers out there that are listening or watching can relate to this, is when it breaks my heart, and this happened so many times, when an artist will go to work with someone else who charges way too much, and then you hear what they did with them, and it's it's not good, and you're like, oh my God, you got taken for a ride.
Embarrassing.
You feel bad for them because you're like, you got charged a lot of money and didn't even get a good result out of it. And I think that's the illusion of like, well, I thought they're charging me a lot, so it must be good. Like, that isn't always the case.
I've had an artist tell me like, oh, I should have just sticked with you. And I'm like, yeah. Should have.
That's what it is. That's like the old ex-girlfriend complex.
Yeah,
where you're like, yeah, you go ahead and work with somebody else. You'll see the real deal.
Because people think that like, oh, you know, whatever, like, oh, I can do better, which is fine. Maybe you can, but I just feel like sometimes you're wrong.
Yeah.
And I know what I am. I'm right.
That's one way. Well. And by the way, there may be somebody better than you. Like, I would rather.
I mean, there's always someone better than you.
Right. I'd rather see an artist go work with someone else and do something that blows me out the water. I'm like, oh, I'm so happy for you. That's great. But then when they don't, and then you're like, I'm just saying that it's happened to me recently with the both of those instances. But you just feel bad, and it just. But you can't, I mean, you can't blame, you know, artists should work with different producers and things like that, but I guess you just wish them the best when they do that, so.
Yeah, wish you the best, because you're not going to find another like my ass. Anyway,
But ironically, like, to real quick to wrap up what we did say, though, I think it is, like, I really think the policy, at least for me, is if... It's either, I guess, the old, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything. And I think that's probably also a good policy So if, you know, it, to avoid any conflict, unless you're asked, I just think that is it. If an artist you've known or worked with comes to you and says, "What do you think of this?" and they play it, I think you just gotta be honest and be like, "That ain't it. That's not it." Like, no. You know. Anywho, I digress. On a positive note, I want to talk about this. We haven't talked about it on the podcast yet. So let's talk about it. And we can probably even close it out with this today. Is talking about this March Madness / Final Four we're going to have coming up at the end of the month with our live review. So, everybody out there, you know that MP and I do live review every Thursday at 7 p.m. on Instagram Live. And what we decided to do was to have a little bit of a contest this month, right?
Yes.
So, here's what we're doing. So y'all know we've offered the paid reviews on Thursday nights where you pay $20 to Cash App, hashtag Mini Producer, and we listen to the full song, we give it a review, we'll obviously pin your name on the video, we save the videos so you can hear what we have to say about your song, and obviously anybody that listens or watches can check out your song. So what we thought of doing is doing a competition this month. Here it is, March 1st already. Where the
Dang,
hell did
it's
the time
crazy,
go?
huh?
I know, like quarantine crap began a year ago. Okay, so here's the breakdown. We are doing a March Madness competition on our IG Live every Thursday, and what we're doing is we are offering 8 paid slots every Thursday. So every Thursday night,
Yes.
we are opening up to 8
Eight
competitors.
slots.
So I think
Yes.
it's first come, first serve. So we
I
get
got you
eight
the
of those
artwork for
first.
that too, y'all. So be on the lookout, Simon. I gotta get that to you. I gotta do it in
Yeah, we can
Canva.
do that. We can start posting that this week. That'd be great.
Yes. Go ahead.
So that being said, what we're doing is up to eight entries per week. Yes, it's a $20 fee to enter. But
Bax.
I'm gonna tell you why
I
that's
don't know. I
worth
said it
it.
like that.
I don't know, I
Bax.
like that. Here's why that is well worth the price of admission. So we are going to review and score me, Mini Producer, and Pamela. We're all gonna give our scores for the up to eight competitors that week. Whoever gets the highest score wins that round and will go to the Final Four. Now, that week's winner will also get to be on this podcast where we will
Yes.
interview them and then we can
Which
talk
I'm excited
about.
we're doing the I just want to say I'm excited that we're doing this like Zoom now, 'cause I think it like makes it even cooler when we do interviews.
Oh, yeah, because we can see the person and it's a little more like hanging
Yeah,
out
like
with them in person.
yes, but go ahead.
So every week we're gonna have a winner. Now, so say if I'm an artist and I paid to enter the first week, but I didn't win. Now,
Right.
you can re-enter the competition with another paid entry. You're gonna have to use a different song, but you can come in with another entry. You can
Yeah,
do
be
that for any of
creative.
the 4 weeks. Right. So if you tried a song, maybe like, "Oh damn, they're coming in with some crazy shit. I need to come in, you know, even better." So say, okay, week
Yes.
two, I'll jump into that eight. So we'll do up to eight that week. And so every week for 4 weeks, we'll be picking a winner. Each weekly winner will be on our podcast. Now,
Yes.
the first week of April is when we're doing the Final Four. So I have our last four competitors. And they will do, didn't we say they gotta do two rounds, right? Yeah. They
Yes.
gotta do two rounds. So you have to have two more new songs, or new to us, that we haven't heard yet. And we'll do two elimination rounds. And the person that wins Because we'll do that the same way. We'll give our scores and total up our scores. Whoever wins, wins the whole thing. And what do you win when you win the whole thing?
You get you win a custom beat from me and Simon. From Simon and I.
And it's an exclusive. So nobody else will have it. Just custom.
Nobody else will have it. Exclusive.
And, but I will say this. We didn't throw this stipulation out before, but I'm throwing it out now. One thing I would like to request for whoever wins it, well, it's kind of a good thing for them. It, you know, obviously, if you have a way to record it, I will mix it because I would like us to be able to make sure.
Oh, so you're going to mix the song too? Fuck yeah.
I will. If they don't have a mixer that's better than me, if they got a mixer that's better than me,
no, I don't.
Go right ahead. But if they don't, I'll do it. And we will get the cover art. And we will put it out independently. Obviously, give everybody their fair cut. We ain't trying to take nothing from you. We just thought it'd be a cool way to collab on something. And, you know, it's, you know, what's sneaky about this, and maybe people out there don't realize this is how you find dope artists. It's not just how you get people to enter a contest. It's like,
it's how you find the dopest artist.
That's what I'm saying. Because you know the winner, we're all going to think it's dope. And we'll be like, we want to work with this person.
Exactly.
So there you go. We'll have a independent release with you on it, whoever you may be out there. I'm pretty excited to see. Ooh. So, if you... Yes.
Sorry, this is random. I just thought of something. I'm glad I'm not going to actually do the Sweetwater thing. I'm just going to update my... complete 13 because it's only 200 and it comes with that piano.
There you go.
And other shit. See? Look what happened. So it was meant to be.
That was a special moment right there. I would say so anyone out there thinking about that and saying, yeah, and I know people are asking about money, but here's the thing. What you're getting in return for possibly a $20 investment. Think about that one person.
Oh, yeah, right.
That
like,
one
we're,
person
we're
that
literally
wins.
Giving them so much shit, yo. Even in with getting your cover art made, bro. You're literally going to have fucking cover art customized for your ass to have. Because I've seen some of y'all's cover art. Not the best. Sorry. And cover art is what... It's like a first impression. It's like, you know, just... having bad breath. Some of y'all have bad breath when it comes to music. You know what I'm saying? And you get too close and it's like, ooh, that stinks. You know? So we're trying to give you that Colgate smile. You know what I mean? So we're going to get your cover art right. We're going to get your fucking song sounding crispy and right. And it's going to be distributed properly with an actual marketing plan.
You know what I think we need to do?
Anyway,
I think we need to do. I'm gonna tell you what we need to do.
You can tell I'm passionate about this. Go ahead.
What we need to do is to make sure. Well, we would like to. Obviously, we can't make them do this, but I think we should guide that artist, whoever they will end up being, to if they're not registered with a PRO, to help them.
Yes, like let us help you be fucking better.
We can't sign up for you because that's illegal, but you can. We will guide you to the right place, the right website or whatever to get registered with BMI or ASCAP. You can only be CSAC by invite only, but yeah. So
there you go.
Anywho, anything you've been working on recently?
Yeah. A lot of shit, honestly. I just started working with this team. And they just do a lot of stuff in regards to submissions. So I just been submitting a bunch of beats and we work together. And we got people that make loops. And well, I'm not the loop maker. But there's people that literally, they upload loops and then we use them. And then it's just like collaborations all in-house and stuff. So there's people that know how to play instruments and piano and stuff like that, and things that, yeah, we have people that like actually play instruments and upload stuff, so everything's quality. And then I'm doing the drums and arrangement. I mean, there's other people that do other shit too. I'm just saying, like, for my part, you know. And then it's just all a collaboration, and they get sent out for like opportunities. And so that's what I've been focusing on, is that, well, outside, well, just that one thing in particular. I mean, I'm still doing my thing. Mm-hmm. Of course, making beats and shit like that, spending money, you know, but I mean, not really. I'm just updating my complete 13, because I just realized that it would have been foolish of me to purchase that 149 plugin when it comes with my update, which you get a sale on. So it's just, it's going good. But yeah, that's what I've been focusing on. And I got some things coming out this month. They're supposed to come out this month. I just had a project come out today that I produced 3 songs on there. So that was cool. Yeah, I've been working. He's one of my regular clients that I work with. So he finally released his project. So I added it to Apple Music. Let me tell you his name, because I feel like it would be, trash of me. Yeah, it would be helpful. So the project is called Strength in Roses. And his artist name, believe it or not, is 3. So, yeah. But I produce a few tracks on here. That's pretty fucking cool. And yeah, that's what I've been doing. I actually think it's kind of cool that they let him be the number 3 as an artist. I've never seen anyone that's a number. You know what I'm saying?
Just one number, yeah.
Yeah, so
it's pretty easy. He show up at the top of the list.
Yeah, so his project is out, and I'm happy to be a part of that. And I got some other music and other opportunities that are releasing. But this month is a good month. I already know it. So what about you, Simon? What do you got going on? It's 4-4-4. Good song.
Hey. Always, you know, in the midst of, we got some things in the works with KB, so.
Okay.
Right now, I'm also finishing.
Can you give us any snippets? What's going on with that?
I can't give you any snippets, just some.
No, not snippets of music. I'm saying, like,
some information?
Yes.
Well, we're trying to finish up some single type stuff and a possible brand partnership that we're trying to work out. I don't want to say any more because we got to figure it out. But also working with Jasmine Pollard right. on her new EP. And then I just mixed some more EDM type stuff.
Right.
For a group in Austin, which I think they say comes out at the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's about it. And I've been editing other stuff. I haven't even got to mess with Pigments yet.
Yo, Pigments is great. I really think you're going to enjoy it.
That's what I've heard. So
now, again, I think the cool thing about us, and kind of like what you said, I have been a lot more aware, if that makes sense, of like, when I am purchasing stuff, like, again, like I said, the only reason I'm updating my complete 13 is because it also comes with other instruments, but I don't want to just buy one plugin. You know what I'm saying?
That's a great move. You're getting way more stuff, including that. That's a good move. And like I said earlier, even if you sell beats in the modern, I should say the current, you know, business model, the way people sell beats, if people looked at their investments, and maybe some do, which is something that always helped me, is to think about how you can expand your business with any investment. So say if you did buy a plug-in for $150, if that's like, say an exclusive beat from you, is, I don't know how much, whatever that is, but I would think one exclusive beat pays for that whole plugin.
Yeah,
so
I mean, it would
right
pay
then it's already,
times.
But that's what I'm paying, that's what I'm paying, that was subconscious, that's what I'm saying, it's paying for itself.
Exactly. So yeah.
Before you get scared of making an investment in something, say, oh, well,
and that's why I'm getting, that's why I'm just, I just got it from, what's it called, from, I'm just getting it from Native Instruments, because I don't have time for it. So
makes sense.
That's just my thing. I got it. There we go. So I can update my shit. And again, I did get a PTO today.
It makes purchases easier.
Yeah, you're like, oh, okay, cool. You know, I did that. And look at me. Okay, and I got an email today. Look at that, attracting all the good shit. I am gonna be part of the team for that opportunity I was telling you about, Exhale. Where I get paid for my stems.
Dope.
So look at me, I'll make it up in no time.
That's awesome. Congrats.
Thank you. But yeah, no, again, like you said, it all just depends on where you're at. I mean, for me, I haven't been getting any plugins either. That's not true. I lied. I did get some Waves plugins. I got the H series, but I really like that HEQ. Some an engineer told me that the HEQ is really nice. It's a harmonic EQ. And then I got the H delay.
Because
that comes with it.
Ooh, and then I use H delay all the time.
I got the S1 Imager as well. I know it's such a basic plugin, like a lot of people.
S1 Imager is good.
But I got that as well. So those are good investments. One, because it helps with my mixing, on certain basics of mixing. The engineer was just teaching me about some things on how I can utilize them, because that's what he uses, and I like his mixes. And I also have done your tips, because, you know, I write everything in my notes. So you actually gave me some tips that I still utilize in regards to vocals. So it's like, you know, you can't lose. So some investments are smart, but I would just say, if you're a producer out there, some friendly advice, you don't always have to get the latest and greatest thing. Like, it doesn't fucking matter. Like, if people already like your beats, mine is more of a personal thing. Like, I just want to do this, but it probably wouldn't make a difference. Like, I might be the only one, you know, to notice in the grand scheme of things, but don't feel like you just have to purchase things, purchase them, because you don't. Like, I still don't have Omnisphere, and, you know, I still get placements, and I still sell beats, and it is what it is. But there can be benefits to getting certain ones, for sure.
Well, there will come a time when you do get Omnisphere, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I've used Omnisphere before, and I did like it. I mean, when I did make beats with Omnisphere, I just personally want to purchase it. I know people that can put like the correct version and shit on my laptop, yeah, but I personally want to purchase it myself. That's really what's been holding me off. And even when I've had money to purchase it, I don't know. It's just kind of like, do I want to spend, you know, $500 for all these sounds? Because I have that kind of problem where I'll get something and then I won't use it that much. So I'll like get it and then I'll be like, well, I never used this. So I think I also have, not buyer's remorse sometimes, but just like, did I really need this
kind of thing?
So
it's a form of buyer's remorse for sure.
Yeah, so that's my thing.
If you buy it, I mean, it definitely pays for itself. Sometimes it takes time, and sometimes it
Omnisphere is great. You know what I mean? I have used Omnisphere, so it is great. Yeah.
I feel like I pay off what I have
definitely,
now and then.
Definitely.
Maybe think about it. But yeah, anyway, you know, we'll figure that out. But you know what? Here's the thing.
What?
Speaking of figuring out things,
where can I find you? Yo, gotta be quicker, my guy.
Nice.
You thought, where can they find you at?
I was really trying to find a good segue. They can find me anywhere on the interweb. Simon Illa, SimonIlla. You can go to SimonIlla.com, by the way. That's where you can start. And we go to Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, Facebook, Pornhub, Black Planet, MySpace. Did I say Instagram already? Yeah. SimonIlla everywhere. just SIMONILLA. I do a live IG Sunday nights and Wednesday nights, 10 to 11 p.m. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we do a live review. We're doing the March Madness thing starting this week. We'll keep informing you about that. So hopefully people will enter and, you know, have that chance to get a free exclusive beat from us. But anyway, in the meantime, where can they find you?
Yo, you can find me at Mini Producer. And I did that long intro just for y'all to really feel that. But you can find me at Mini Producer. Also, miniproducer.com is where you can find my beats at. And Mini Producer Official is where you can find my TikTok. And shout out to my girlfriend, Pamela. She has over 2,000 followers at the time of this episode on TikTok.
Damn.
I know. She was able to go live for the first time on TikTok not too long ago. And one of her videos, good for her, is it has over 70,000 views. She has a video with over 71.5K views. So I'm sure by the next podcast episode, it'll be at 100K. Nope. And she's got another one at 22K. So yeah, she's doing cool things. Proud of her.
What's her TikTok name? Isn't it like
her TikTok Peppa is Peppa Mela, Jeffamela. So she has 2,241 followers. So I know she's gonna get to 10K, and she can start getting paid from her shit. Cause I started getting paid for my views. So I'm really looking forward to her being able to do that as well.
Dope. All right, so, and we can find you, Mini Producer,
and then
everywhere else.
Yeah, I'm on Twitch as well, Wednesdays and Fridays. I also am. What else? Yeah, I mean, I'm on Twitch. Anywhere you want to find me, and you know, keep up with me. But my website's where you can get my beats at. So some Thank of that you. Y'all that be asking like, where can I get your beats? That's where. So either way, you know, as always, it's always nice to be on this podcast.
Which is, of course, brought to you via Zoom and via Anchor. Go to anchor.fm to get the desktop app, where you can go to the App Store, get Anchor on your phone, record, edit, and distribute your own podcast like this one that you will get at birth. All the babies getting podcasts. You don't have to name it until later, though. Anyway, this has been fun. Got a lot to talk about customer support and whatnot. Be nice to your friends, be nice to your clients, be nice to your enemies.
Be nice
if you have any.
If you have any. I hope you don't. If you do, you know, sorry.
Maybe you have enemies. Maybe they just need friends. Maybe that's why they're so angry.
Yeah.
Possibly. Anyway, all right. Until
next time.
That's right. This is Simonilla.
This is Jake.
And we are out.
Out.
Peace.
Yes.